This is a 50-yarder.
About a 50-yarder?
Yeah. I think this is the distance that Lynn Elliott was kicking against the Colts.
I have a feeling I'm going to do just as well as Lynn Elliott did against the Colts.
Why the hand in the air? Just so it's so everybody knows you're kicking?
It's for my days of track.
Okay. All right.
Hit the upright!
That Monday night game was pretty special. And I was so grateful to be asked by the Chiefs to do kind of a speech, if you will, right at the beginning of the launch of the new stadium.
It was absolutely unbelievable. Rob had told us that he had done some stuff with the Chiefs, but he didn't tell us what he had done. And when we showed up, the press had said to everybody, be at the game early, be in your seats a good 40 minutes before kickoff. And when the lights got low and we saw all the fantastic renovations they'd done to the stadium, and then the video started, and to have Rob not only be the main narrator of the video, but then to see how awesome the video was, it far and away was my best Chiefs memory.
Arrowhead. I say the name and it gives me chills. I can feel the ghosts in this building right now. Watching. Waiting. Reminding me why this franchise is unique. Reminding me why this franchise is part of us all.
It was talking about the heritage and the pride of Kansas City and the what Arrowhead and the Chiefs mean to the city. And it came from the heart. It was very passionate because I believe all those words that came out of my mouth.
It was just unbelievable to think that the guy I'd grown up with, they're using him to not only narrate the video, but then they're also using him to fire up the fans during key junctures in the game. It was fantastic. It couldn't have been better.
For a guy who's been going to games since 75, to be part of that Chiefs experience and to be here for that Monday night game, taking on the Chargers and then beating them, setting the season off on the right foot, it felt great. It was definitely one of the highlights I've ever had in Kansas City.
With obvious passion for Kansas City, Rob knew he could do more for the town he called home. So it was in the cards when comedy met the city of Fountains.
So Rob approached Paul and said, I want to do something for Kansas City. What do you think? And between them, they decided it should be something fun that reflected their personalities. And so they decided on a poker tournament.
Paul, myself, and Jason Sudeikis, we come home to do this Big Slick charity tournament, this poker tournament, because we love this town so much, to benefit Children's Mercy Hospital. We always try to stay connected to this town. We turn it into a whole weekend. We bring in celebrity friends to come into Kansas City and play in this poker tournament with us. And it's just a lot of fun, and it's a great opportunity for Kansas City to support an amazing institution here in town that does a lot of good for a lot of families who need it.
He said to me, you know, when you live in New York or you live in L.A., he said, this is such a common thing. He said, but it's not common in Kansas City. I am so happy that in some small way, I was able to do this so that Kansas City gets its shot as well. And for them, he said, here for Kansas City.
You know, we love Kansas City, so we want to find a way to stay connected to it.